Good morning, everybody. There's the music, and you know what that means. It's time for another edition of Raider Rap. I'm your host, Dusty Budd, sports director at KOIMN Radio. We got a jam-packed show lined up for you today. We're going to be talking with a couple of spring sports teams. We have now transitioned from winter sports into spring sports. All the spring sports teams are currently underway, doing their best to get as many practices, whether it be inside or at various different venues to try to get some work in. So we're going to speak with girls softball. We're going to speak with the Raider softball team today, and also we're going to speak about the Raider boys tennis team. I've got assistant coach for the Raider boys tennis team waiting in the green room patiently. He'll be coming on after I speak with the softball team here. We're going to get their thoughts on the season up to this point, what they hope to, kind of their next steps. They got to the section final game last year, eventually losing to Winona. So that's a team that kind of is going to be the team to beat again until somebody, as we're going to hear the girls say, knocks them off, and maybe that could be the Raiders this year. So very, very excited to speak with these young ladies and Coach Ryan Peach to talk about their season. And since they're nice enough to come down on a Saturday during spring break, even though spring break is almost over with, I'm going to bring them on and say good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Good morning. Hello, hello, hello. So I've got here Peyton Fox, Chloe Rosga, and Marissa Nelson, and also head coach Ryan Peach from the girls softball. Every other sport has got girls and boys. Softball is just the girls. Okay, so that won't be the last time I do that. Coach Peach, let's get your thoughts. I know the season is, you guys have been practicing now for about 3 weeks, had a couple of scrimmages thrown in there. You'll get it. You'll kick up actual games coming up next, this coming Friday. Your thoughts on what you think these girls can accomplish this season after what you saw from the girls last year, what you have coming back, and just kind of the makeup of the team and what can we expect?
Yeah, like you said, we're really excited about the upcoming season. We have, I think, 7-8 girls returning that had varsity experience last year. So we return a lot of the pieces from our section runner-up team last year. So we're excited about that. What's even more impressive to me is that we have girls that are passionate about the game of softball and understand what it takes to get better. These are girls that are working hard in season. Obviously, they're playing summer softball. A lot of them are playing winter softball, and a lot of them are attending camps and clinics on their own. So these are girls that understand what it takes to continue to get better, and they do that. We're really looking forward to the upcoming season, and looking at the weather forecast, looks like we're going to be outside this week. So we're excited about that. So
absolutely. Well, I'm going to talk to the girls a little bit about that. We'll bring on the senior first, Marissa Nelson. Marissa, let's go ahead and get your thoughts on what you think. What can this team accomplish this year? What are kind of the goals and expectations you and the other seniors are kind of setting for the team this year?
I think we are able to get to state this year, and we need to be able to do that. Like, we just need to stay together and, like, build each other up and everything.
All right, swing that over to Chloe there. Chloe, you hear Coach Peach talk about, the practicing outside of the season, summer, winter, et cetera, just going to clinics and camps. How important is something like that for a team as you guys now come together and put the varsity season together?
I think as a team, we all really want to go far this season, and we all have high hopes for the outcome of the season. And all of us individually work on other club teams and stuff during the off season, and I think it's really important to have girls who are that committed to improving their game to better the team as a whole.
Peyton, as a sophomore on this team, you're kind of one of the younger, but you got some varsity action last year a little bit. I just want to ask a little bit about what your thoughts are on when you guys lost to Winona last year in the section final and the season was over. What was kind of the message that you guys talked about, knowing that you guys were going to come back and come back with a strong team? What did you guys talk about after that loss to kind of prepare and get ready for this season?
Just we need to stick together as a team and just be, like, able to watch those pitches from the pitcher from last year and come back swinging hard and...
Yeah. Okay. Coach Peach, let's talk about, after I'm sure it was a tough loss against Winona in the section final last year. How about you from a coaching perspective? From what you saw from last season and this season, what can this team bring that we can expect? Maybe that's more of a positive this year.
Well, I think, like you said, when we lost to Winona in the section final last year, it was a tough loss. But most importantly, we can take out of that is that experience. Mm-hmm. Like you said, we got a lot of kids coming back, and now they know what it feels like to be in that high-pressure situation. So bringing that experience back, I think, will be huge. Like I said earlier, a lot of these girls understand what it takes to get better, and they work towards it. They know it's not just going to happen, and they put in the time. They set the bar high, and I think that's good.
So. All right. Sounds good. I want to talk about, looks like Carolyn Pritchard coming back. She was kind of your number one pitcher from last year, if I'm not mistaken on that. Yeah, Marissa, I'm going to have you talk about how important, you know, we all know that pitching goes a long way in softball here. Just talk about what Carolyn and some of the other pitchers that are going to get opportunities this year, what that means for the team.
Sorry, can you repeat it?
Sure. Just talk about how important pitching is in a softball game, especially at the varsity level.
Okay. Well, Caroline, she is really good at bringing all of us together, and she works hard enough in the pitcher's mound, and she's very good, and she has the confidence to win this and go to state next year.
Okay.
Or this year.
Sounds good. Thank you. I'm going to ask all three of you this question. Just what got you interested in playing softball compared to maybe some other spring sports that are available? And Chloe, we'll start with you, and we'll just go down the line here.
All right. So I've been around softball and baseball my entire life. So I did play some other sports as a kid, but I've always kind of grown up in a baseball, softball home. So I just love the game, and I always have, and I wouldn't rather be anywhere else in the spring season or honestly year round.
So are you one of those that have played since you were like 5 or 6?
Yeah, I actually grew up in the baseball. I played baseball up until probably 5th grade and then made the switch to softball, and I love softball so much.
All right. Very good. Peyton, same question to you. What got you interested in playing softball?
Well, I didn't start till like 6th grade, and I got interested because my friend Annie Fossum played softball, so at our brother's baseball games, we'd always be, like, throwing to each other.
Mm-hmm.
And so that just got me interested, and I've loved playing softball ever since.
Okay. And Marissa, you're a senior this year, so you've obviously played for many years. What got you interested in softball?
Well, I've been playing since I was, like, for at least 11 or 12 years now, and I have always loved the game. I love throwing the ball and running the bases and just being there. Like, it's amazing.
All right. Yeah. Coach Peach, what got you interested in coaching softball? We'll just go all around the world here.
As a kid, I grew up playing baseball, so, I mean, I was around the game of baseball. When I started teaching in Northfield 12 years ago, Rich Gugisberg, who is now the assistant coach on staff, was a head coach at the time, asked me if I would be interested in coaching one of the 9th grade softball teams, and I said sure, and I've been involved with the softball program ever since. And you know, over the years, I've really learned a lot about the game, fell in love with it, and I really enjoy spending time with these kids in the springtime. So,
you know, you've been here 12 years. I've been here 12 years at KYM, man. Has it been that
I know, right?
Man, where's the time go? So, yeah, Ryan and I, we've had some good seasons at softball and also some of those downer seasons, too. So I'm excited that this year sounds like it's going to be one of those good seasons for you guys. Go ahead and just talk about individually, and we'll start with Peyton here. Just, Peyton, what part of the game do you want to look to improve upon this year from last year? What part of your game individually?
Probably my offense. Getting the bat on the ball and, like, not being so picky with the pitches and just swinging at anything that's close.
A little more aggressive this year. Perfect. Mm-hmm. Chloe, same question to you. Parts of your game that you want to improve upon this year.
So I'd have to say I'm really trying to better my hitting and offense as well, because I have been kind of a contact hitter, and I am looking for that more power to add that to the team as well.
Okay. Sounds good. Swing it over to Marissa. Same question. The parts of your game that you want to improve upon this year.
Also, my hitting and both my hitting and fielding. I hope to play in the field this year and be out there and like for my last year. And my hitting, I want to hit better, like more contact.
Okay.
Yeah.
And in softball, correct me if I'm Coach Peach, I'll ask you this question is, you know, in softball, you know, a good hit, you know, bunting is a big part of the game. Just the way the game is kind of set up and the distance to the bases and everything, stealing, big part of the game, you know, lots of opportunities there. Can you explain kind of how, what style of play you want these girls to be? Are we going to be power hitting team? Do you want them to manufacture? You know, what are you looking for out of these girls offensively?
Yeah, I mean, as a whole, I think our softball program from top to bottom has some great hitters in it. And that's just, you know, a product of the amount of time that these girls put into it. You know, but we're also a team that can play small ball when needed. A couple of our faster girls, we've been working on some bunting things and, you know, playing small ball when we're facing those elite pitchers when you're not going to go up there and have the 2 or 3 home run games. So, you know, we're a really good hitting team, so we like to let the kids swing away. But when it's time to bunt. I feel like we are a good bunting team, and we can do that when necessary. So,
okay, let's talk about some of the competition that you guys are going to be facing this year. Obviously, we know Winona, Big Nine. Who are some other teams, Coach Peach, in the Big Nine that kind of watch out for that Northfield is going to be competing with as you guys for that top spot in the conference?
Yeah, obviously, like you said, Winona has been going to the state tournament out of our section for the last 3 or 4 years. They finish in the top of the conference every year, so they're going to be up there again. Faribault, obviously, won state last year in Class 3A, so, and they won the conference, and they return their pitcher, who I'd say is probably one of the top in the state, so they're going to be tough, obviously. And then, obviously, year in and year out, the Mankato schools are always good. So, you know, we're trying to get to a point where we can go out there and compete and hopefully, you know, knock one of them off. So.
Okay, sounds good. Again, we're speaking with Peyton Fox, Chloe Rosga, and Marissa Nelson, also head coach Ryan Peach from the Raiders softball team. We're talking about the kind of a little season preview here. They get going game-wise next Friday and Saturday. They will have real games, hopefully outside, as Coach Peach said. Looking at the forecast, looks like it's going to be fantastic by the end of next week, so get some opportunities there. Girls, as we go ahead and sort of wrap up the interview here, I just want to kind of close out with a couple of questions. First off, Marissa, as a senior, and we hope that you guys are playing well into May, even maybe a little bit into June if you guys go that far and keep going, but what are you going to take away as a senior, Marissa, from being a part of this Raider softball program all of these years when it's all said and done?
The friendships that I've made throughout the years that I've been playing. Okay.
Friendships, and those, keep those relationships, and you'll have those for many years down the road. Funny, when you go back to your 10-year reunion, you're going to see these girls, these other seniors with you, and you're going to be like, gosh, remember, you know, what we did? It's nostalgic. I hear you. I had the same thing. Swing it over to Chloe there. Chloe, has kind of not so much that, because hopefully you got a few more years playing softball for the Northfield Raiders, but just this season, you know, what is the ultimate goal for you guys and for you personally this year?
I think, obviously, there's the goal of going far in the season and doing even better than we did last year. But at the same time, I think continuing to grow the bonds between the players and also continuing the program as a solid program, because we have this amazing team this year, and then our seniors are leaving and we're going to miss them so much, but we have to continue to build the program and keep the team strong as they come up. And I think that's really important for this year and years in the future.
Okay. And then Peyton, I want to ask you kind of something a little bit different here. Do you guys have any fun pregame or postgame celebrations around the bus ride or anything that you guys do to build that chemistry and team bonding?
Yeah. Every bus ride is a fun time. We just jam out and and then we're going to a tournament in, 2 weeks, I think, up in Forest Lake, so that'll be fun because it's an overnight and, we haven't done anything like that, so that'll hopefully be really fun and a good experience for, the younger girls.
Those are fun. Those overnight trips with your teams are a good time, absolutely. Coach Peach, how's those bus rides for you if the girls are jamming out? I know that. I'm sure the music is loud and they're singing along. How do you and the assistant coaches just smile and
smile and enjoy? A lot of singing, a lot of dancing.
That's right.
More so after a win, but it's fun. It's a good time. Like I said, it's good team bonding time. I think it's important that, you know, everybody rides the bus to games together. We're at home together, and it's good team bonding time for everybody.
Is there going to be a JV team or anything this year? Or is it going to be strictly, you know, mostly varsity with the kid?
We have a varsity squad this year, obviously, a junior varsity squad, and then we actually have two ninth grade teams this year. We'll have a 9A team and a 9B team. So we got a lot of girls in our softball program right now. Like Chloe said, we want to continue to build our program. Our youth program right now in Northfield is doing great. We got a lot of younger kids playing softball right now, and the program as a whole right now in Northfield is probably as strong as it's been since I've been involved. So we're really excited about that. We want to continue to grow softball here in the community, and we're really excited. So,
well, I do this show every Saturday morning, so I'm going to be recapping your games. I'm hoping to recap a bunch of victories here. It starts next Friday for you girls, so go ahead, enjoy the season, enjoy the run. Looks like you guys are going to be all right, and just keep up the good work, keep working hard, and we'll see what happens at the end of the year. But hopefully you guys are in a good place, and we'll be there following you along. So thanks a lot for coming in.
Thank you.
That's Peyton Fox, Chloe Rosga, Marissa Nelson, and head coach Ryan Peach from the Raiders softball team. We'll take a quick break and be right back right after this.
The Northfield Area Chamber of Commerce Home and Garden Show is coming up Saturday, April 6th at the Northfield Arena. Over 50 vendors will be there to showcase their products and services. You'll find everything for the home and garden, as well as lifestyle, health, and leisure. The doors open at 9 a.m. and the show goes till 3 in the heated space of the Northfield Arena at 1280 Bollenbacher Drive. It's the 2019 Northfield Area Home and Garden Show, brought to you by the Northfield Area Chamber of Commerce and sponsored by Professional Pride Realty, Saturday, April 6th. See you there.
Wake up, take a shower, feed the kids, make kids lunch, kids to school, drive to work, work, drive home, help with homework, mow the lawn, kids to sports, run errands, make dinner, do the dishes, do the laundry, walk the dog, pick up the house, kids to bed. Ah, kick your shoes off and relax.
As a proud supporter of Northfield Schools and Raider Athletics, everyone at ServiceMaster by Iat knows that life can seem to get away from you. Balancing daily schedules of work along with kids' school and sports schedules can seem to be impossible at times, but you find a way to do it. When you finally get a chance to kick your shoes off, ServiceMaster by Iat will make sure your feet relax on soft, clean floors. They deserve it.
Don't miss the Home Improvement and Design Expo this Sunday only at the Healthy Sports Center, featuring up to 150 home improvement companies, giveaways, and more. It's the Home Improvement and Design Expo this Sunday at the Healthy Sports Center. See it all at expoguys.com. That's expoguys.com.
No, I've not seen you this way before. Standing a mess at my door. Well, it took you so long, but you finally found you're no one. Till someone lets you down. You believe that all people were kind, and that you'd never mess with your mind. You gave her your trust and she busted your crown. You're no one till someone lets you down. Yes, I've been told that some people grow old without losing.
All right, and welcome back to Raider App, everybody. We're now going to transition and talk about Raider Boys Tennis. I've got Mark Walensky, the assistant coach of the Raider Boys Tennis program. We're going to talk about their season. They will start practicing on Monday, so official high school practices start on Monday. Their first meet is going to be next Saturday. First match is going to be next Saturday, so looking forward to hearing what Coach Walensky has to say about this team and learn a little bit more about the Raider Boys Tennis team and what we can expect out of them. So I'm going to bring him on right now and say good morning, Coach.
Good morning, Dusty.
Coach, I'm going to have you grab that microphone right there. You can go ahead and move that down.
Yeah.
Perfect. Thank you very much.
All right.
Here we go. Coach, so obviously let's learn a little bit about yourself, Coach Walensky, and just kind of your experience with the program and what got you to the assistant coaching position this year.
Sure. I'm a townie.
Okay.
I graduated from Northfield High School back in 1975. Bounced around a little bit, but moved up to Duluth and then lived in Duluth for about 35 years.
Okay.
Back in Northfield about 5 years ago, married a very sweet young girl here, and Karen and I are very happily married and living comfortably. The coaching position for me actually started at the middle school.
Okay.
I volunteered for a couple of years at the middle school and then became a paid middle school coach last year. And this will be my first year as a paid assistant coach at the high school level with head coach Marty Johnson.
Okay.
And assistant coach Andy Ringlin, who also has coached for a little while.
And what got you tennis? What's your experience in the game of tennis?
Oh, yeah, tennis. Way back in the early 70s, I had a wonderful coach in high school. His name is Jim Holden,
mm-hmm.
who's still around. And
that name's familiar, yeah.
Yeah, Jim Holden, one of the finest individuals I know. Class act in terms of how he treats his players and athletes, and taught us the importance of work hard, play hard. We had some great success back in the 70s and through the 80s. We were joking with the players this year in the team meeting that Andy Ringlin and I were part of a couple teams that actually beat Rochester Mayo.
Okay. Oh,
to
really?
Go to state back then. Yeah, we pretty much owned them. And
so they were the powerhouse back then,
yeah,
too,
they
as they are
the
today.
They were the powerhouse all the way through. But we came through, and 75, we went to state when I was a senior. We were 22-1, and I know after that, Andy graduated in 79, and I know that they continued to go up to the state tournament and really kind of dominated those Rochester schools. So it's been some time, but we look forward to that.
Yeah, definitely.
And I played tennis, coached tennis along the way, living in Duluth, ran the program for the city at the Longview Tennis Center, coached the women's tennis team at UMD for several years, and then was a Duluth East boys head coach for about 8 years, 2005 through about 2012, I think it was,
okay.
Maybe 13.
Okay.
Yeah, so I've had
super
a
qualified to be an assistant coach then. I love it.
Yeah.
Okay, so Coach Walensky, with that experience that you have coming in, I want to talk about the team, this year's team. I know you have you had a chance to see these guys work, or maybe when you were coaching at the middle school, or, you know, kind of what is your early thoughts on the team so far?
Well, I'll tell you what, we're optimistic. In addition to working with the kids at the middle school and all, I'm also in charge of the summer community rec program, community education program,
yep, sure.
Junior team tennis in Northfield, and that's the competitive program that we offer students. We have a U14 program and a U18 program.
Okay.
Very competitive, and our teams play other teams, Minnetonka, Eastview, Hastings, any number of other teams up there. But these kids have come up through and are showing themselves really well. I'm excited for guys like Ryan Will to finally have a breakout year and put his nose to the wheel and really start to be the champion that I know he can be. We've got other players. Owen Halls, who is one of the captains, be a great player. Odenhoff, young guy, ninth grader, who is a very nice tennis player, a wonderful shot maker, tremendous attitude, not afraid to laugh at himself a little bit, mm-hmm. and I like that in a player.
Yeah, definitely.
Doesn't take himself too seriously, and I think the outlook for him is very good. We're very fortunate this year to have a young man by the name of Larson Ringland back on the team.
Mm-hmm.
He played tennis for Northfield through 10th grade last year, decided to play baseball. But this year he's back, and we really look forward to him contributing a great deal.
Okay.
So we're looking forward to it. I'd say optimistic is the way I am. I feel about the likelihood of these players moving ahead.
You'll get to see more of that when the team starts practice. But, you know, right now, I mean, so it's going to be a lot of shifting, and you got to find doubles teams and you know, those top four singles, three doubles. Can you just talk a little bit about kind of how that process works and what you and Coach Johnson and Coach Ringline are going to be looking at this week as you prepare for Saturday's match when it comes to setting a lineup? What are some things to look for?
Sure. Ability, obviously, is a big thing. The good players are going to play higher than the not-so-good players. The idea is that we want to put a team on the court that is not only competitive, but can win when we need to. And frankly, high school matches, in that they're 7 points, you've got four singles matches and three doubles matches, we don't care where we get our wins,
mm-hmm,
in
right.
a match. We just want to get 4 points before
yep.
the other team does. And if that means we consistently can win at number four singles or number one doubles or whatever, let's go. Let's bring that on, because that's what we want. But the kids themselves will sort positions out in terms of singles. We'd like to have some of the upperclassmen kind of providing leadership, and the best place for them in many cases is high on the ladder.
Mm-hmm.
And so we'll try to have a strong athlete, a good player up there at one or two. And doubles, of course, is very important, trying to combine different playing styles to produce a good playing doubles team. Can be tricky, but it just takes some time. And so we have a lot of match play during our practices and things like that. We'll try a lot of different combinations, and things will kind of settle in. And we as coaches can see when things start to click, and it'll be interesting. A sidelight here, Andy Ringland, state doubles champ for Northfield.
Okay.
Back in 1976. So, and I've actually had a good fortune of coaching three different state doubles champs when I was up in Duluth.
Okay.
And so we've got some good background in evaluating players, assessing their skills, and placing them appropriately.
Okay. And talk about doubles. Now, could two boys come up to you guys and say, hey, me and him would like to try out doubles, or doesn't it work like that? You just say, I'd like you and you know, whoever. How does the doubles work, that finding
those
doubles?
Well, yeah, the
teams?
Doubles, you know, guys could do that. They can come up and say, you know, Dusty might walk up to the coach and say, hey, Mark and I want to play doubles together. What do you think? And, we, mm-hmm. you know, the small the nature of our team is that we don't have a whole lot of players on it. We might have 15 or maybe 18 on the varsity and another 15 or 18 on JV. But we can kind of see that, and we kind of know. You don't necessarily isolate the singles players, but you select those and see the ones that can carry the match and have a likelihood for winning in singles. But then doubles, they can match up pretty easily. Dusty, you've got a good serve and volley game, for instance, and I'm a good net man, mm-hmm. heck, we probably would be a good doubles team.
Right.
You know, that
right.
kind of
got
thing.
Got it.
We got two guys that are 6'4". They each have good serve and volley games. Guess what? You're playing together no matter what.
Yeah.
You know, that's a lot of – you got a lot of coverage
got,
at the
got
net
coverage,
like that.
Yeah.
So those kinds of things do fall into place pretty easily, and in most cases the players can help us with that just
okay.
by doing as well as they can.
The tennis program for the boys has been strong. Of course, you always run into that tricky Rochester Mayo. Who are some other teams in the Big Nine this year that Canada look out for, or maybe some teams that Northfield will be shooting for to take that next step?
Yeah, you know, Mayo is going to be really tough. Century, for sure. There's
Century,
no question.
Yep.
Century's going to be tough. They've lost a couple of very good players in the last couple of years. Nick Aney down there at Century was just a fabulous player, and I know is now, as a freshman, doing quite well at Gustavus. Owatonna always puts a good
that's always
team
kinda...
on the court. Kurt Matichek. The coach there at Owatonna has a real knack for pulling things together. Plus, that indoor facility they have is a real trump card. And, you know, they can play the year-round down there really easily. Northfield, of course, we don't have that. We've got a couple field houses at the schools, colleges. But otherwise, it's a little tricky. For us, it's going down to Owatonna, which is a 45-minute ride, you know, mm-hmm. and that kind of thing. But Mayo, Century, Owatonna will be the tough teams. And then, of course, we're going to be playing some matches against the southern suburb teams, too.
Right.
And so we hope to play a challenging schedule. In tennis, it's always better to play strong.
Absolutely.
You know, you want to play up as much as you can, that challenge. Sometimes you might have trouble winning those matches, but guess what? If you can count your progress by your level of play, even though you lose, you can still say you win.
Okay.
You know, so...
Speaking with Mark Walensky, the assistant coach of the Raider boys tennis team, and they will start practice, official practice, high school practice on Monday. First tennis match is going to be this next Saturday. Coach Walensky, as we continue the conversation, can you talk about the makeup of the team? You've talked about it a little bit, but, you know, are we going to be kind of an upperclassman-dominated team? Is there going to be a little sprinkle of some underclassmen? Talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, just the... this is my first year as a high school staff member, coaching staff member, but potential roster, I saw only two seniors on that roster.
Okay.
John Thomas Krenzel, another fine young man who's a tremendous athlete, a very good tennis player. Larson Ringland, yep. I mentioned before. But then we've got a ton of underclassmen that are going to be really strong. Another fellow that I haven't mentioned, but I know will play a big role for us, is a kid named Robbie Swenson. The best attitude you've ever seen on the court.
Okay.
Energy, wonderful listener, and got a heart as big as a house. You know, his team is his thing, and he is so well, does so well with everybody else. But I would say we are a very young team, but in that we're a young team, that therein lies our strength, because I think we've got high-quality young players that carry the potential to move this program on up to the next level.
Okay, very good. Coach, as we continue our conversation, I want to talk about realistic, you know, expectations. I know it's still early and anything can happen with any team, but, you know, some of the expectations that maybe you and the coaching staff have set for the team this year. Where would you guys like to be at the end of the year?
Well, sure, we'd like to be... we'd like to be considered one of the top teams in our region, for sure. I think it's safe to say that one of the main goals of our team is to go out there and win all the matches that we're supposed to win.
Okay.
And of those that were overclassed or outclassed or whatever, we'd like to win a few of those too. And I think if we can do that, we can make this year's team different than those in the recent past. It's interesting because Northfield always seems to have a very good win-loss record mm-hmm. at the end of the year. But
right.
unfortunately, you run into Rochester or whatever,
yep.
and it's like, the door slammed shut, and that's that. But I think with some unexpected wins during dual meet participation. I think we can set ourselves up with the right kind of attitude and the right level of confidence to maybe win some postseason matches at the section level.
Okay, very good. And, Coach, once again, as we wrap up the interview, I just kind of want to talk about, you know, I'm sure you're very excited to be a part of the team, Coach Johnson, and I believe in his second or third year, so still fairly new to the program. But just, you know, you as the coach and staff, what's your challenge this year as you guys get together and try to sort all this out and the challenge that you guys want to be? Where do you guys, your expectations for you and the other coaches this year?
We have a very strong coaching staff. Marty Johnson, the head coach, has a wealth of background experience. For crying out loud, he was a Cornell College coach.
Smarty,
that's Division
I.
That's a big deal.
Yeah.
He led Orono to an almost undefeated season and a second place finish in the Class A tournament a few years ago. His number one singles guy out there won the state tournament, and he was the coach.
Okay.
Marty is a fabulous coach, and it's really fun to work with him. He's a great leader. He, again, is a guy, he's not afraid to laugh at himself once in a while, and I really respect him for that. He knows a lot, but he's very humble. He's also very loyal. And I look forward to working with him in that way. Andy Ringland, of course, could easily be the best tennis player ever to come out of Northfield. Tall, rangy athlete in high school. He was went to Wisconsin, had a lot of offers, went to Wisconsin on a full tennis scholarship. Electrical engineering, my gosh, he's a brilliant man. But more so, you know, he's volunteering as an assistant coach. He's got a great big heart, and it, I think, tells a lot that our coaching staff are interested in treating the players like kids that they are, and reminding them that tennis is a game, and the opportunity to present it as a challenge to ourselves, I think, is going to be important for us as a staff, so that these kids can, again, benefit from losses, learn from their experiences, develop friendships. Make sure they understand the importance of buying their coaches ice cream once in a
while. Yeah, absolutely. You know, heck yeah.
So, but we want to treat those kids like they're our own.
Okay.
And we expect to. And, of course, we're going to hold them to pretty high standards. But, again, work hard, play hard, I think, is going to be a real solid mindset. Okay. As we move forward.
Very good. Coach, it sounds like that the season, the expectations are high. The season's good. You guys, sounds like the kids are in good hands with you and the coach and staff. We wish you the very best of luck. Hopefully we'll have you guys on a little bit later on in the season when you get a couple of meets and matches under your belt a little bit. And good luck this season. We really appreciate you coming in and keep up the good work. Let's have a good season.
Yeah, you bet. Thanks for your time, Dusty. And when that comes, we talk to you again. Hopefully we'll look better on the radio with the tan and everything too.
That sounds good to me. I'm in on that. All right, thank you very much. That's Coach Mark Walensky, the assistant coach of the Raider Boys Tennis Program. We'll take a quick break and be back to wrap up Raider Wrap right after this. All right, I believe we had probably dead air right there as I had the, there it is, I had the microphone down. I'm sorry about that, ladies and gentlemen. Let's just stop that right there. Good commercial break. I had the microphone potted down. I'm sorry. So a little bit of dead air. Okay, anyways, we're back. Hi. I'm here. All right, here we go. We're just going to go ahead and wrap up right up. Want to do one quick little thing, though. Looking at this, want to say bid Brent Bielenberg. He has stepped down from being the head coach of the girls' hockey team. 19 years he's been the head coach, kind of built that program from scratch. I remember him kind of sort of coming on a little bit when I was still in school. He was very, very young at the time. I graduated in 2001. We're in 2019, so do the math. He's kind of been there since the beginning, or at least at the very infancy of the program, and seen it build up, two state tournament appearances. And he has stepped down graciously and from being the head coach, wants to spend a little bit more time. He's a pastor of a church. And also his daughter, Rachel, was a senior this year on the team, so kind of his kids have gone through the program, and so probably a good point to step aside and get some, as he says, new blood into the program. So it was a great pleasure to work with Brent, and he'll still be around the program in a volunteer capacity, help out and kind of help the transition a little bit. But there is going to be a new girls high school hockey coach next year, and I'm sure that's a position that is going to be very coveted by a number of people. Coming out, let's go ahead and talk a little bit about Bielenberg's progression here through his 19 years. They came off a 2-21 record in the fourth season of girls hockey. They turned Northfield turned to Bielenberg to lead it into the old 2000-2001 season without much, if any, infrastructure in place. Bielenberg, a 94 graduate of St. Olaf College, proceeded to push the Raiders into a pair of Class A state tournaments and morph them into one of the most recognized and successful programs in Minnesota. So I was a senior when he came in, because I graduated in 2001, so he probably knew some of my classmates. Remember that. Bielenberg said in an interview with Northfield News that he could spend hours talking about different seasons and different kids and different turning points. He's surprised he's been here that long, and not surprised how quick it went. It's hard to believe that it's been 19 years. He says another quote, "It really comes down to us being in a good state as a program. It's really healthy, and I think the energy, it'll be good to have somebody come in and possibly take it to the next step. That's what I want to see, the program to continue to thrive and grow." Northfield Activities Director Joel Olson says it's going to have some big shoes to fill to have someone to continue that on and bring a new or different approach to how we coach hockey with the girls here, and working alongside the boys and the whole hockey community is very important. How do we have that person be that focal point, not only for the high school, but the youth levels too? So it's going to be a challenge for the Northfield Raiders to come up with a little bit of the next coach here. But we want to thank Brent. He's always been really gracious. I mean, we've done pretty much anything I've asked for, he's given me when it comes to interviews or access. When we broadcast the girls' hockey games, he's very good about allowing us access to get some interviews and to be able to be a part of the program. We do broadcast girls' hockey games here on KYMN, so it's always a pleasure to work with him. And look forward to building that relationship with the next coach that comes into play for the Raider program. But good luck to Coach Bielenberg, Brent Bielenberg, on his next endeavors, future endeavors. And again, he's not going too far. He just wants to step away from being the head coach. He's going to step back and go in more of a volunteer capacity and help out where he can. But he's got some other stuff that he wants to focus on right now. And after 19 years, I think he's earned the right to be able to do that. So wish Brent the best of luck in his future endeavors. And that's going to do it for Raider Wrap. Nothing going on. No, the Minnesota State High School League, since the Raiders were on spring break this last week, or since Northfield was on spring break this last week, they weren't able to start official practices. So practices officially, there's been captain's practices, but officially practices will start for all spring sports on Monday, okay, with games coming up toward the end of the week. So not a lot of time to actually practice. They're going to get right into it rolling into the spring sports season. Hopefully the weather is good. The last few years, the weather has been crummy, especially for baseball and softball and lacrosse. They've had a hard time getting outside and having games because it's just been so wet and snowy and everything. But it's looking like at least this week into the next week, they're talking, you know, high 50s, low 60s by Friday, Saturday, when these teams will start playing. So very, very excited to see what the spring sports can do. As we heard from the softball team today, they are very good. I believe a state tournament berth is in the cards. They're not going to say that, you know, on the air. They want to be humble. They got a lot of work to do to get there. But I believe with what they have coming back and kind of what they saw last year, that that's a very, very achievable goal, realistically achievable goal. Not making that up, not blowing smoke. I believe the girls' the softball team does have a legit chance to be very good this year. Should everything, and a lot of this stuff has to fall into place, but on paper, looks like a good year. Baseball, they're gonna go as far as their pitching can go. They lost a couple of players, but they always have young guys coming up through the system. So we'll kind of see where the baseball team fits in. And the Big Nine is good, but there's only a couple of teams that really kind of compete at the Raiders level. So it's there to be had. We'll see what the Raiders can do, assuming they can get outside. But it's all about the pitching. They're usually pretty good offensively. The tennis teams, we heard Mark Walensky, the assistant coach, talk about the boys and kind of some new blood, some new looks for the Raider boys tennis team this year. Excited to see what they can do. Girls tennis, it's not girls tennis, that's in the fall. There's boys and girls lacrosse teams, rebuilding years for both of those teams. I think they just want to put out a good product and try to be competitive, win a few games here and there, but realistically those programs, in my opinion, are a couple of years away still, but we'll still have them on at some point and talk about their season and give them a little publicity and promotion. So that's the lacrosse teams. The golf, boys and girls golf, it's going to be interesting to see what those teams can do. Boys golf took some good steps last year, but they played a very, very, very good section. Almost got to shoot lights out to compete in that. Girls, on the other hand, they've made it to state in the past. Brian Stevens coming back for another year. It's going to be very good to see what the Raider tennis teams can do. And then we have track and field. Boys and girls track and field, very, very competitive teams. But again, there's always one or two players that have legit chances to make it to state on a state berth, but usually it's more in the field events, not so much in the track, in the sprinting events. But who knows? There could be a seventh or eighth grader that comes up and can really open up some eyes. So realistically for the track and field teams, middle of the pack, maybe. Hopefully with a cup, maybe can steal a couple of meets here and there. But otherwise, it should be a pretty successful. But girls softball is probably going to be the one I want to look at for spring sports as far as making a run deep into state. So and there's going to be others that'll be there as well too. Just a matter of if you can get past those humps that are the section tournament and those teams that you can beat every team except this team that's just a little bit better than you. And I think that's what a lot of spring sports teams run into, unfortunately, here at Northfield. But we'll do our best, we'll cover them all, and we look forward to having you guys come along for the ride as well as we talk spring sports for the next couple of months here on KYMN. That's going to do it. I want to thank my guests today, Peyton Fox, Chloe Rosga, Marissa Nelson, and head coach Ryan Peach from the Raider softball team. Also, assistant coach Mark Walensky from the Raider boys tennis team. And thank you all out there for listening. I'm Dusty Budd signing off. Everyone out there, have a great day.